don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Grind, giving real insight needed daily. I absolutely understand that you could be anywhere right now, but you decided to chime into, to tune into The Grind this morning, and we are truly thankful for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, right here on The Grind, you know, as always, business as usual, unscripted conversation, real people, real life, real insight. We're absolutely going to bridge some gaps here on this show this morning. Go ahead and send this show out to somebody. Send it out to somebody right now. Tell them to go ahead and chime into The Grind 101. Actually, blogtalkradio.com/TheGrind101. Or they can just dial in to 657-383-1291. And they'll be able to hear The Grind live this morning. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all had a great weekend, plus one. So that plus one was Monday. So if you had a great weekend, then, you know, mission accomplished. But, you know, here it is Tuesday, and we're back on the grind, and we've got a new set of circumstances, maybe a new set of issues, something that may have just happened, you know, this weekend that, you know, you couldn't avoid. And that's okay, because life happens. You know, change is absolutely going to happen. It's inevitable. But progress, as we always say, is not inevitable. You could, the things around you could change, and you could stay in the same spot that you're in. But, you know, let's jump right into this morning, because I don't want this to be a long show. But I want to go ahead and say, now or never, go for it. Now or never, go for it. You know, there are a lot of us in life that we sit back and we wait for things to happen. And we sit back and we think about, you know, wow, maybe I'm a little too old to get accomplished what I need to get accomplished. Maybe I'm just, you know, a little too slow. Maybe I haven't done what I should have been doing. So I haven't gotten where I need to go. You know, I think it's too late for me. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we call that a pity party. And you know me, I'm going to simply ask you, do you want some cheese to go with that wine? Because as always, I hate whining. So I say now or never, go for it. It's never too late to start achieving the things in life that you've wanted to achieve. It all starts with a vision. Those visions turn into goals. Now, those goals have to be set by you. Those goals have to be regulated by you. Those goals have to be realistic, that was created by you. And as you set those goals, if they're realistic, you got the vision. Now that vision and those goals moves on to action. Absolutely nothing happens without action, right? So that action, of course, once you start doing the things that you need to do to achieve those goals, then those actions turn into results. So now here you are. You've got a division. You've put the goals in place, and you're taking the action to get the necessary results that you need. But before you do all of that, you're saying, wow, that sounds all easy and real nice and everything. But guess what? It's not that simple. I would be joking you. I would be doing you an in-service if I told you that it was going to be easy. All right. I'm not one of those people. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything for you. I most definitely want you to know that, you know, everything in life worth having is worth working for. And more so, everything in life worth working for and having is going to require some sort of a sacrifice. So, you know, I love to say mentally and physically, you have to be all in. And in order to be all in, you know, there's some things that you have to accomplish from a mental perspective, you know, and from a physical perspective. You know, I believe that everything starts between the ears, and it moves from the head, moves from the brain into the heart. You know, once it gets to the heart, then there's some magic that starts to happen there. But, you know, I believe you have to be mentally and physically all in. You know, you have to have that unabandonable resolve, that resolve that's going to click in, and no matter what anybody else says on the outside, you know, you already know that I'm not going to abandon, you know, what I'm trying to do. Why? Because I believe in it. And you've created that, or you've created or vowed that resolve that, you know, I'm going to get this done. You know, I resolve that, you know, that this is done by this date, or I resolve that I'm going to do this and I'm not going to turn back. And I'm going to get this done by doing this, this, and that by this date. All right. So now that unabandonable resolve, guys, is going to move you, you know, where you need to be from a mental perspective. Right. Nothing happens in the body unless it first happens in the head. So, you know, the vision that you see, you know, becomes unabandonable. We talked about that puzzle that you put together with all of the puzzle pieces, and you know, it doesn't look like it's going to be doable in the beginning because you've got so many puzzle pieces. But we always said that's why God gives you, you know, one puzzle piece at a time. You just have to be able to picture the end result, what we call the vision. And when you've got that unabandonable resolve, I don't even know if that's a word, but I like it. It sounds good. Unabandonable. You know, some of you scholars are gonna text me and tell me if that's a word or not, but that's okay. Write that thing down in the Webster's Dictionary That's a word. All right. I failed to tell you guys, this show is not only unscripted, we make up words on this show as well. So, you know, here's another thing that happens. Your body language starts to confirm what happens mentally. You know, have you ever seen a champion and the way a champion carries himself, a person that knows without a shadow of a doubt, they've got it in their mind that, you know what, I'm a winner and I'm going to win and I've won before and I'm going to do it again. That champion carries a certain body language that confirms what's happening between the ears and the mental, you know, and then from there, that body language that everybody sees and they say, you know what, there's something going on, you know, in that person's mind, the wheels are turning, and that body language, your posture, the way you carry yourself when you walk into a room, do you set the temperature? When you walk into a room, wherever you go, do people notice that you're there or do you just blend in? You know, when people are talking, are you attentive? When people are looking at you, are you slouching in your seat? You know, so all of this is body language that a champion carries. And it confirms that there's something mentally going on. And in your mind, in the mental, you live in the future of your results, right? You live in the future of your results. You don't know. You have a time frame as to when it's going to happen, but all you know is that you're seeing the end result. Remember, the vision, you've already put it together. So you see what you want. It's like that car that you wanted, that house you wanted, you got posted on your vision board. You see that thing, you know what it looks like. Now all you got to do is go out and get it. So your mind lives in the future of your results. So at this point, you've got the mental down. You know exactly what you want to happen. So now you feel at that point that you're physically all in and you've never felt so alive. It's like now, as they say, when a person can't see, you know, and they get glasses like me. Like when I go to the optometrist and I get a new prescription, or I always say my glasses, I can see better in my glasses. When I put my glasses on, I see more leaves on the trees. When I have my contacts in, the vision is not as sharp, not as keen. But when you take your corrective lenses off and, you know, it looks like one big blob of a tree. But when you have them on, you see all of the leaves and you can see them waving individually. And it's a different feel. It's a different look. You feel alive because now you can actually see the details of what's going on. So now you're mentally and physically all in because now what's between the ears and the body are now cohesive. So the next phase of what you need to do is understand that there's going to always be a negative that comes with a positive, right? Whenever you try to do something positive, buckle up, get ready. There's a negative that's getting ready to come and try and cancel it out. You know, I call this the focus factor. You know, I always say don't focus on the negative, you know, only the positive. So all of the gossip and anything that may come to you that's a negative, you know, cancel it out. You know, as the song says, only words that bring new life. You know, the words that you speak or the words that you allow into your circle, into your nucleus, should be words that bring new life. Now, I know that you can't, you know, always govern exactly what someone says while they're in your space. But if you're very particular as to who you are around, when you have, I guess, autonomy, or you have, jurisdiction over your circle, like when you're in a public place, okay, you don't have, you know, you can't control who you're around, so there's no jurisdiction there. But you know, you can limit the time that you're in that public place, or keep your mind focused on positive things. So in essence, you know, when you're in that place where the negativity can come in and you can't control it, find your productive space, you know, and kind of board yourself in. The more you board yourself in, the less voices you hear, or the fainter those voices get. They get muffled, you know. So board yourself into your productive space, because there's no productivity that happens in the negative. Or to acknowledge the negative hinders the positive. So when you find that spot, you stop acknowledging the negative and you know that it's not affected. Have you ever heard, you know, the old saying when they talk about a dog, they tell you the dog is barking at you, or the dog, they say, don't run, don't run, don't run. If you run, the dog's going to chase you. So whatever you do, just don't run. But some people get so afraid of what may happen or what they think is going to happen. Fear, false evidence appearing real, things that may or may not ever happen causes fear. So because we don't dictate the outcome, because we don't take a stand to say, you know what, I'm not running. Until the dog starts to come toward you, there is no threat. Now let me clarify that, because you know some people may not have enough common sense to know, you know, when they're losing ground. Okay, this is when I won't call it running, but this is when you get smart and you remove yourself from the situation. Like if there's a 130-pound Rottweiler that's obviously a lot more fearless than you, you know, running after you, I think the best thing for you to do is remove yourself from the situation. But in terms of the fear and in terms of not having that negative aspect around you, you board your mental up to make sure that you're not really focusing on that. And when you don't focus on it, then eventually it goes away. When that negative understands that it's not affecting you, it can't affect your positive, then it goes away. If you ever notice when you're standing there and a little chihuahua starts to bark at you, he's barking because he wants to punk you. A little dog wants to punk the big thing because really, in essence, the little dog is afraid and it wants you to think that it's not afraid. But the more you ignore him, the less he barks. And he's like, oh, that's not paying me any attention. Why am I barking at him? And it goes and it finds somebody else to bark at. So you got to find your focus factor. You got to find that spot, that productive space that's going to allow you to be able to go all in. Because it's now or never, right? You got to go for it. You don't have time. You've already told yourself that I don't have time, you know, for games. I don't have time to play. You know, I've waited until I'm 50 years old. I've waited till I'm 40 years old. I've waited till I'm 35, whatever your age is. You know, there's always a shoulda, coulda, woulda, right? Always. But if you concentrate on that, then it's always going to turn into it never will. You know, it'll never happen. So the shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know, guys, we don't focus on that. So what we focus on is now or never. Go for it. Because if you never start, one thing that's absolutely positive is that you will never finish. So now that you know you've got to start, you're not worrying about how long it took you to get started. You're not worrying about all of the naysayers, because guess what? You're only focusing on the positive focus factor. You're not focusing on the negative. Some of us in our businesses, even if it's traditional or network marketing businesses, and network marketing businesses, you know, there's other entrepreneurs out there in your company, outside your company, that are doing what they do. You know, if you don't focus on what anybody else is doing and you focus on your space, your productive space, then you're able to get what you need to get done. And you have to take advantage of that time, because nothing lasts forever. So you're moving yourself from opportunity to opportunity, and you're telling yourself, you know what, every single day, I want to finish strong. I want to start strong, and I want to finish strong, because it's now or never. So I'm going to start strong, and I want to finish strong. But there's that in between that we have to make sure that we kind of shore up. That in between part, or that middle, is what they call a soft spot. You know, that's the middle. That's the nucleus. That's what the devil's trying to get to. That's what the negativity, the naysayers, that's what they're trying to get to. Because if they can affect the nucleus, then the nucleus can affect the exterior. It can affect everything else, which affects your posture. It affects now there's no more body language. Now you don't think you can do what you need to do, because now you've been infiltrated by the enemy. So that means we have to have a strong resolve. That means we have to be fearless. That means we have to be that person that says, you know what, I'm unshakable. My vision, my goals is unabandonable. There's that word again, unabandonable. you're where you want to be, so you have to stay in that spot, shore it up, board it up, don't let anybody in that spot. So now it's like that secret spot that you found when you were a kid that you can go to and treat it as your little clubhouse, right? You treat it your little clubhouse or your little treehouse, whatever you want to call it. This is my spot. This is where I go. That's where you go mentally. For some of you, you may need the mental spot and you may need the physical spot. What is that spot that you can go to that's your productive space that allows you to get the most work done daily? Because remember, you want to finish, start strong, and you want to finish strong daily. So that focus factor has to be intact. So find that mental productive space and find that physical productive space. Remember, only words and situations and things that bring new life, right? So you want to start strong and finish strong. How do you do that? First of all, you got to be thankful for the growth or the new growth, because there's new growth every day, right? If you're growing, if your vision is intact, your goals, now you're moving towards your action to the results, then there's new growth every day. And there's also accomplishments. The new growth is going to lead you into your next day, because the next day you're going to ask for strength to do it all over again. So when you finish that day, you started that day strong, okay? Started it by strong, by being mentally and physically all in, posture, mental. And then you finished it by asking for the strength to do it all over again tomorrow. And now you just repeat that cycle. And that cycle that you're in now is a cycle of success. And nobody can penetrate that cycle of success if you don't allow them to. You know, there's those moments in life where we get selfish, we get productive, we get creative in our own space. And we don't want to allow anybody in that space, you know, to mess that up. But the problem is, a lot of times we don't perpetuate that cycle. We will do it for a couple of days, and then next thing you know, we let our guard down and we let something into that space that should not have been there. Every successful person will tell you that in order for them to become successful, they had to separate themselves from the masses. You've always heard the 97% or the 3%. You heard me say the phrase, you know, last week, you know, that the 3%, the 1% of the people in the pajamas that control, you know, everybody else. But in essence, you know, you want to get to be, you know, the person in the pajamas that are controlling the guys in the suits, right? So ultimately, that's the pinnacle from a financial and a time freedom type successful scenario. So here you are, you've got this nucleus of success that you try to perpetuate every single day, but you can't perpetuate it because A, you didn't start strong, and B, you didn't finish strong daily. And in order for that to happen, everything that's in the middle has to be productive growth. So remember, we said be thankful for the new growth and the accomplishments that you achieve daily. And the new growth is what's going to propel you into the next day. Because remember, growth only comes through struggle, right? So as you're struggling for the next day, you're pushing yourself to another level for the next day, then that means that's new growth. So now you're going to ask for that same, for even more strength the next day to do it all over again tomorrow. And that cycle perpetuates the success. And you're separating yourself from the masses in order to do that. You've all heard the saying that success is lonely. The road to success is lonely. It's always room up top. You know, it's lonely at the top. There's a lot of sayings about success. And there's a reason for that, because if it was easy, then everybody would be doing it. But the reality is, it's not easy. No one's going to tell you, you're not going to find one successful person that's going to sugarcoat it for you and tell you that it's going to be easy. Just close your eyes, click your heels 3 times and say there's no place like home, and you're going to all of a sudden be a successful person. It doesn't work that way. So if you want something different, of course, you're going to have to do something different. And that's going to require a sacrifice. Your sacrifice is making sure that everything in the middle stays intact. That's your focus factor. That's your productive space. You start strong, now and never, go for it. And you finish strong, daily. So guys, you know, there's a lot that every day is going to bring you. And if you're not prepared to fight that fight on a daily basis, then there's no way that you're going to achieve your goals and get to the vision that you see. So if you don't remember anything else about this morning, I want you to remember your productive space. Find that productive space mentally and physically. In most cases, that physical productive space allows you to get into the mental that you need to get into in order to be productive. So remember that, guys. Find that productive space, and I can promise you that if you find a productive space that's conducive to you reaching your goals, sometimes even setting your goals and clarifying your vision and working towards the action to get those results, when you find that space, I can all but promise you it's going to be a minimal amount of distractions there. Not a lot of people there. It's just going to be a space that you can thrive in. So find that, guys, and your road to success is going to come just a little bit easier. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that's my time. I want you guys to always remember, start strong, finish strong. You know, this show happens, you know, every single Tuesday and Thursday. You know, we always love to believe that we bridged some gaps today, even if it was just one gap. If one person was helped with this show today, then this show was a success. So hopefully everybody got something out of this show today. Thank you guys for chiming in. Guys, we'll see you guys bright and early right here, 8 a.m. again, guys, every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Grind. God bless you guys.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works
if you want to be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you want to be happy?
Yeah.
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never stop. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel.
This one right here.
It's so easy to complain. Addicted to the pain.
Yes.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But I got good news for you.
Jesus knows just how you feel.
you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say yeah.
Say yeah.
Yeah, yeah.